UConn professor Charles Yerish just got news that the federal government is going to fund one of his dream projects.
The grant that I have is actually a culmination of a 30-year dream.
The grant from the Department of Energy is $5.7 million, and the goal is to figure out if it would be viable to mass-produce seaweed to use as biofuel. They're looking at doing it in federal waters, 12 to 200 miles off the New England coast.
We haven't been able to exploit this zone for areas of farming. And just imagine, if you can grow seaweeds like kelp, this can propel a major industry in the U.S. for this type of aquaculture.
Yerish and his team have been collecting samples of kelp, a type of brown seaweed. Yerish keeps the seaweed in a refrigerated chamber. It's like an industrial walk-in fridge.
And right over here, these little fuzzy balls that you see, these are the juvenile kelp. We got kelp from up and down the U.S. East Coast, from Long Island Sound up to coastal Maine.
To get from little fuzzy kelp balls in the fridge to mass production, they first need to develop the technology to be able to create a lot of this kelp seed.
We then have to develop the type of kelp that can withstand the rigors of the North Atlantic Ocean during the winter months.
Then they'll work to figure out the most efficient way to cultivate the kelp. After they've done that, Yerish says they'll be able to produce massive quantities of seaweed for biofuel.
In a way that would cost less than $80 a ton.
That's cheaper than corn, wheat, and rice. And Yerish says mass-producing seaweed comes along with some extra benefits, too. For instance, seaweed can improve animal feed.
Today, we now know that if you give animals, like cows and sheep, some seaweed in their diet, that can actually cut down in their methane gas production.
Yerish says all of that seaweed in open waters could also be good for the environment, helping balance the level of nutrients and oxygen in the water. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Charlotte Weber.